Hi everyone and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, my name is Hannah.
And today we're going to be talking all about our fun facts unit. And we're going to be talking about something that I've always been kind of fascinated about, which is the ocean. That's what our first fun fact is going to deal with. Now, do you like going to the ocean or like to the sea, like say to the beach or to some place like the aquarium? Do you enjoy, like, marine life, that sort of thing, Anna?
那当然咯。而且我还特别喜欢这个养海鱼呢。You know, sea fish, not freshwater fish. Do you say that term?
Sometimes, freshwater fish uh-huh. or saltwater ocean fish, uh-huh. that sort of thing. I like to look at them. I also like seafood, too. So that's one reason why this kind of got me a little bit excited. But we're not going to be talking about eating seafood, we're going to be talking about one of the ocean's most fascinating creatures today on our Fun Facts unit. So don't go away, we're going to read through our article and then Anna and I will be back. Reading.
Facts.
1. You no doubt know that whales are large, but do you know exactly how big the largest whale is? A. Up to 100 meters long and 300 tons. B. Up to 27 meters long and 170 tons. C. Up to 15 meters long and 90 tons. You have a whale of a memory if you guessed B.The blue whale is the largest animal to have ever lived after the dinosaurs and can reach up to 27 meters and weigh up to 170 tons. A blue whale is so large that some of its organs are the largest in the animal kingdom. Take their tongues, which weigh about 2.7 tons. Being that big requires a large appetite as well.Each day, an adult blue whale eats up to 7.3 tons of food. 2. Cuttlefish, a squid-like animal, appear to read each other's minds when they all move the same way at the exact same time. How do cuttlefish seem to communicate so effortlessly? A. They simply change the color and texture of their skin. B. They move their tentacles around in a form of sign language.C. They make sounds which no humans can hear. You're a mind reader if you guessed A. Cuttlefish can change the color, pattern, and texture of their skin in less than 1 second. What's more, their eyes are as complex as ours, so the instant they see a signal on another cuttlefish's skin, they get the message. This comes in handy when seeking a mate,As cuttlefish can't tell a male from a female just by looking at each other's bodies, so they flash a signal to reveal their gender. To date, scientists have recorded about 31 different skin patterns on cuttlefish.
Okay, today's first fun facts question goes something like this. You no doubt know that whales are large.But do you know exactly how big the largest whale is? Well, of course, we know that whales are big. They're huge creatures of the sea. We all know they're large. Or in other words, very, very big. But do you know exactly how big the largest whale is? We're talking about exactly. When you're talking about exactly, it just means precisely.An exact number, in other words, that we're dealing with. We wouldn't say, well, it's about this big, or maybe it's this big. We're going to be talking about an exact size, so we need an exact number in this case.
我们当然都知道 whale, 鲸鱼是很大啦。可是到底有多大呢? Exactly how big? 到底最大的鲸鱼有多大呢?我们现在在谈全世界最大的鲸鱼,你知道它有多大吗? Okay, we have three choices.
Alright, let's check out options A, B, and C, all having to do with size, remember.A says up to 100 meters and 100 meters long, I should say, and 300 tons. B says up to 27 meters long and 170 tons, also very, very big. And C is our smallest option. It says up to 15 meters long and 90 tons. So all three options, very huge sizes we're dealing with here. But Anna, what is your best guess for this question? A, B, or C?
我不知道耶。不过如果我觉得要看的是 the largest whale, 我猜 I guess it's A.
Anna's going to go with A. That's up to 100 meters long and 300 tons. Now, I'm not very much of a whale expert, but they all seem kind of too big. So I'm going to go with the smallest one, C. 15 meters long, 90 tons in weight. So without further ado, let's find out exactly what the answer is. And it says, you have a whale of a memory if you guessed B. Okay, the answer is B.Anna was wrong, and so was I, so I guess we both didn't quite get that one right. And you'll notice a phrase that we use here, a whale of a memory. We use this phrase, a whale of something, a lot, to say, well, your memory, in this case, is very, very good. You have some sort of skill that is very, very high. If you went to, say, a baseball game, and it was...really exciting. It was fantastic. You can't stop talking about it. You might say, wow, that was a whale of a game. It was impressive. It was amazing. So this is a way of saying that your memory is quite amazing if you guessed B, if you got the right answer.
所以其实啊，正确答案应该是 B。B 的答案呢是27公尺长，而且是170公吨呢，那么重。OK, 好啦，那这个既然 Joe 跟我都猜的是不对的答案，如果你猜的是 B 的话，我想你应该有看过基本的一些资料，有关于全世界最大的鲸鱼到底体型有多大啊，有多重啊。不过在这边的 whale, a whale of a memory 指的是记忆力很好的意思。
The article goes on to say that the blue whale is the largest animal to have ever lived after the dinosaur and can reach up to 27 meters and weigh up to 170 tons. So this is the largest animal to have ever lived after the dinosaurs. Of course, the dinosaurs are no longer around. I believe it was around 65 million years ago that they went extinct.Meaning that was the point when they were no longer around. They all died off. Now, whales, of course, are still around, and now they are the largest animals around. They're living in the ocean, and they can reach up to 27 meters and weigh up to 170 tons. When we're talking about how much you weigh, we're talking about the measurement of your weight.Most of the world will measure the weight in kilograms, which we call the metric system, but if you happen to be visiting the United States or a few other places in the world, they will use the imperial measurement system, and they will measure it in pounds. So, for example, in kilograms, I weigh around 70 kilograms, but in pounds, that's like 150, 155 pounds. That's how much, when we're talking about how much you weigh.
所以其实啊，当我们谈到这个长度或者是重量的时候，在美国呢，他们在重量方面呢，用的是所谓的英制的。像例如我们在谈体重的时候，他们会用 pound， 用英镑，而我们在台湾比较习惯用的是公斤 kilogram。好 ，anyways， 我们如果回到这个全世界最大的鲸鱼，其实或许。你对自然不是很熟悉的话，搞不好你还不知道 the blue whale, 蓝鲸是全世界最大的鲸鱼呢。好 ,anyways, 现在介绍的蓝鲸啊，因为它提到的是 after the dinosaur, 是在这个恐龙世纪之后留存在地球到现在还有的最大的动物。所以我们在时态上面的 have ever lived, 看到的是现在完成式哦。
A blue whale is so large that some of its organs are the largest in the animal kingdom. Now, organs are just those things inside our body that all do a certain job. For example, the heart is an organ that is responsible for pumping blood through and around our bodies. So the organs inside a blue whale, of course the whale is huge, so the organs have to be very, very big as well.And when we're talking about the animal kingdom, well, we're talking about all the animals throughout the entire world.
嗯，所以当我们看到 Animal Kingdom 的时候，其实它的中文就是所谓的动物王国。当然因为蓝鲸本身体型非常大，当然它这个内脏呢，或我们说的器官啊，其实当然也是在动物王国当中有好几项都是最大的。那么看到的器官叫做 organ, O-R-G-A-N。 不过在这边呢，这句话当中有一个句型是如此的以至于什么什么结果产生 so that 的句型。
Take their tongues, which weigh about 2.7 tons. Take their tongues, this sort of sentence structure, it's like saying take their tongues for example, but we can just leave that part out and just say take their tongues, and for example would be implied in this case.
嗯，那么接下来的这句话呢，你可能会一开始看得怪怪的。其实这边的 take their tongues, 拿他们的舌头来做例子吧，它其实是一个呢比较简短的用法。我们通常会说 take something for example, 然后打一个句点。不过我们现在因为接着上文提到的是器官 organs, 所以直接是拿他们的舌头来做例子。到底有多重呢？有 2.7 吨重哦。这里的 weigh, W-E-I-G-H, 跟上句话一样，都是所谓动词的用法。
Being that big requires a large appetite as well. Each day, an adult blue whale eats up to 7.3 tons of food. Your appetite just means, well, how much you like to eat in a given day or at a meal. If you don't have a good appetite, it's like saying you're not very hungry.
嗯，所以这边的 appetite 其实就是胃口的意思，那么后面的 as well 就是肯定的也 too to 的意思。不过文章到现在我们已经看到好多次的 up to, too to 是介系词，它指的是高达多少多少重量或者是数字的意思。
Alright, let's move on to our second fun facts question of the day, and we're going to stay under the sea for this one too.Cuttlefish, a squid-like animal, appear to read each other's minds when they all move the same way at the exact same time. How do cuttlefish seem to communicate so effortlessly? So we've got this creature, the cuttlefish. It's kind of a weird-looking creature, very strange, but they seem to communicate effortlessly. It's as if they're speaking to one another without any effort, or it's very, very easy for them to do this.
嗯，所以题目当中啊，其实看到一个很重要的生物叫做 cuttlefish， 它是什么样的动物呢？它其实就是墨鱼。那墨鱼到底是什么呢？墨鱼就是长得很像乌贼的一种海里的动物。Squid 就是乌贼。那到底墨鱼跟乌贼有什么差呢？请大家还是直接 Google 一下照片比较快。好，因为它们长得真的很像。Anyways, 他们似乎好像可以 read one's mind, 就是读对方的心，不用说话哦，似乎就知道对方在想什么。诶，为什么可以这样呢？
Alright, let's check out our three options for this one. A says they simply change the color and texture of their skin. B says they move their tentacles around in a form of sign language. And C says they make sounds which no humans can hear.So what do you guys think at home, A, B, or C? Well, let's go ahead and find out. It says you're a mind reader if you guessed A. A is our correct answer for this question. And you might be wondering what a mind reader is. Well, that's somebody who can supposedly read people's thoughts so the person doesn't have to actually speak and the other person, the mind reader, can know exactly what they're thinking.
嗯，这个不太常见啦，因为真的能读到对方的心的人可能是很厉害的算命师啊，或者是有第六感的 ESP 的那一种人。好， anyways， 这一题的答案居然是 A 耶。其实他们就是立刻的可以改变他们皮肤的 color 颜色，还有 texture， 还有质地哦。
Cuttlefish can change the color, pattern, and texture of their skin in less than 1 second.A pattern just refers to how certain things, perhaps we're talking about shapes, like shapes on a t-shirt or something, are arranged. That's what a pattern is.
嗯，所以在这里的 pattern 其实就是所谓的一种图案的意思。那么因为我们题目当中有提到啊，为什么他们几乎可以在同一个时间好像都用同样的方式来移动或变成同样的样子呢？原来啊，是因为他们在一秒钟之内 in less than 1 second 就可以改变颜色，还有 texture, 甚至 pattern 都可以改变耶。
What's more, their eyes are as complex as ours. Complex just means complicated, made up of many different parts. So, the instant they see a signal on another cuttlefish's skin, they get the message. A signal is a way of communicating, perhaps by a means other than speaking.
所以这里的 complex 是我们首先要看到的，它其实就是很复杂的意思。当然它的前后的两个 us 是像什么一样的如何如何，他们的眼睛像我们一样的复杂，所以导致一个结果。 The instant 在这里是连接词，表示一怎么怎么的时候，它的用法跟 when 一样，代替的是时间。所以当他们一看到别的墨鱼有一些 signal, 有一些讯号出现的时候，他们就知道 message。
This comes in handy when seeking a mate, as cuttlefish can't tell a male from a female just by looking at each other's bodies, so they flash a signal to reveal their gender. If something comes in handy, well, it's just very, very useful, and comes in handy is our shortcut for you for today.Shortcut for you.
What's that you've got there, Tim?
It's my new outdoor survival kit.
Oh, good. That'll come in handy when we go camping next weekend.
You want me to hand it to you? Okay, here you go.
That's not quite what I mean. If something comes in handy...That means it is very useful in a particular situation.
I see. So come in handy means 派上用场.
Yes, and I hope that knowing this idiom will come in handy as well.
I'm sure it will. So what else will we need for our camping trip?
Well, some tents will come in handy.
You know what else will come in handy?
What's that?
Earplugs, so I don't have to listen to your snoring.
All right, that was our shortcut for you for today, all about the phrase comes in handy. We also saw another vocabulary word there, reveal, which means to make something apparent or to show it to other people. Our article today concludes by saying, to date, scientists have recorded about 31 different skin patterns on cuttlefish, so they are indeed very complex creatures. All right, that brings us to the end of today's article, and now it is time for 4U Chat. 4U Chat. Okay, today's 4U Chat question, Anna, is what's the largest animal you've ever seen in person?
我亲眼看过最大的动物啊。Of course, it's the elephant. 大象啊。
Elephants are huge. I love elephants because, they're actually very intelligent creatures. They have good memories. Have you ever heard the saying, an elephant never forgets?
好像有耶，而且他们记忆力很好之外，他们还会记恨。
Yeah, they're actually really, really smart. But the one funny thing about elephants is they're really, really afraid of mice. Mice are really small and the elephants are so huge. But if you put an elephant and a mouse together, the elephant is terrified.
Right, right. Hey, Joe, have you ever seen a whale in person?
A whale in person. Yeah. I have actually gone on a whale watching trip.
Wow.
I went to go on a boat. I've done this a couple of times and you get to go...Well, pretty close to the whales, and they are just huge, awe-inspiring creatures. So if you guys ever have the chance to go on a whale-watching trip, I think you can do that around Taiwan as well. You should definitely take that chance. All right, that brings us to the end of today's program, but we'll be back with many more fun facts tomorrow. So please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Facts.
1. You no doubt know that whales are large, but do you know exactly how big the largest whale is? A. Up to 100 meters long and 300 tons. B. Up to 27 meters long and 170 tons. C. Up to 15 meters long and 90 tons. You have a whale of a memory if you guessed B.The blue whale is the largest animal to have ever lived after the dinosaurs and can reach up to 27 meters and weigh up to 170 tons. A blue whale is so large that some of its organs are the largest in the animal kingdom. Take their tongues, which weigh about 2.7 tons. Being that big requires a large appetite as well. Each day, an adult blue whale eats up to 7.3 tons of food. 2. Cuttlefish, a squid-like animal, appear to read each other's minds when they all move the same way at the exact same time. How do cuttlefish seem to communicate so effortlessly? A. They simply change the color and texture of their skin. B. They move their tentacles around in a form of sign language. C. They make sounds which no humans can hear. You're a mind reader if you guessed A. Cuttlefish can change the color, pattern, and texture of their skin in less than 1 second. What's more, their eyes are as complex as ours, so the instant they see a signal on another cuttlefish's skin, they get the message. This comes in handy when seeking a mate, as cuttlefish can't tell a male from a female just by looking at each other's bodies, so they flash a signal to reveal their gender. To date, scientists have recorded about 31 different skin patterns on cuttlefish.
Vocabulary Review.
Organ. The heart is the organ that pumps blood through the body. Appetite. Carl has a huge appetite, so he can finish the whole pizza himself. Pattern. A zebra's black and white pattern is what makes it famous. Complex. Young children find it difficult to solve complex math problems. Signal. Airport workers use lights to send signals to pilots. Reveal. The magician took off his hat and revealed a rabbit sitting on his head.